per se in terms of craft, but I've remodeled three homes and got into to making a few things around the house. I'll show you a few later on. But the bowls were the first thing that really attracted my attention. I was probably in my mid-50s before I started making them. And then the tail end of my experience with wood, because I used green wood, it also, when I chopped the wood out, it requires me to have cut down a tree, or a lot of times people will call me if the tree's blown down or they've had one cut down. And I've got a trailer and a winch and go out and she's the winch. Before that, I had just come along, and so my son and I did a lot of heavy lifting in the beginning. But as time has gone on, I mechanized up to a winch. And once I bring the log in, I'll take it over to my stalwart and leave it in his yard, wood yard. And when I need some wood, he'll cut it for me on a long 8-foot slab. Whatever thickness the tree will allow. And I've cut off a piece of it and start making a bowl. And basically, I use two tools other than a chainsaw to cut wood. A handle. Well, no, to make a bowl. Yeah, cut tree down. But I use a handle as a scraping tool called a tool. And a good bit of sandpaper to smooth out the look. If you watch customers when they come into your booth, one of the first things the women do is run their finger on the around on the lip, so you always need it smooth. And the other thing we've learned is that if the man wants to buy it but the woman doesn't want it, it doesn't get bought. And about 85 to 90% of the